Okay, talking about conspiracy theories like, ooh, 9/11 was an inside job and all that stuff. That gets slippery real fast.
Sure.
But there are other conspiracies. Stuff you believe on your own that you have... This would put anything you believe with no proof as a conspiracy theory, right?
Sure.
People were asked to share, what are your conspiracy theories that you can't prove but you swear by? An example, one person responded, there's a pizza chain near me. It's a small regional chain. And I believe their medium pizzas taste better than the large. I don't know why. I've never ordered a small. I can't speak on that. But the mediums definitely are better than the large. Hmm. I don't know how that's possible.
Well, I mean, it could cooking be time, you know, if you leave a medium in for the same amount of time that you leave a large in.
Steve, from my pizza shop experience, because they're all the same depth, they were all at 600 degrees or whatever for 5 minutes and 25 seconds or something like that.
Maybe their mediums are thicker. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're the same pizza, Steve.
Yeah. I mean,
I have no idea. But maybe they are, what chain we're talking about.
Maybe they're pulling a fast one at that particular location where they're using medium dough on a large pan and just stretching it more so the ratio of sauce to dough is different. And then that way they're charging more but not actually supplying more pizza.
Yeah.
Be kind of genius, actually.
Yeah, what about that, pizza boy?
Yeah, that could happen. I mean, if it's local.
I suppose. The closest thing this person says that I can think of is that Walt Disney being cryogenically frozen and his head stored beneath the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
What? Okay, I never heard that.
I've heard about the cryogenically frozen. Yeah. I didn't know the other part.
But that's a known thing, right? That he's cryogenically frozen?
I don't know.
Thought so.
Yeah, I mean, we all accept it as a fact, but I doubt there was a Disney press release. Hey, we froze the founder.
He's cold.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory, but people really love the way that Pirates of the Caribbean ride smells. There's like a distinct smell when you are riding it that smells kind of bad, but
Tommy,
people like it.
Did you go on it?
Oh, Tommy's our Disney insider.
Yeah, well, I used to work there. And that's a big thing is people will have asked to get that as like a perfume or to try and bottle it up. It's not like a humid smell, but it's just pleasant.
A pleasant must.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever smelled something that would be compared to humidity and must that is pleasant. Those are usually signs of things that stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's curious and that's why you want it. Mm.
Does it actually smell good though?
Yeah. It's
is it just the novelty of, oh, this is something I've always wanted to go on?
No, I think I'd enjoy it even if I wasn't walking around a bunch of animatronic pirates singing a song.
Do you think that it's something that they manufacture, like it's pumped in, or is it just a...
like a natural byproduct?
Everything there is intentional, and they have smells throughout the park at certain parts just to kind of elicit a response in your nose. So I'm sure that have a specific pirate smell.
What other smells are there that they pump in?
Well, if you go to like a place where there's fairies, they have smells that are sweeter and they try to like set the mood. If you go to like the motorway, like it smells a little greasy or whatever. Like everything's intentional there. Music plays in different spots. The floor lights up in certain spots.
The Hall of Presidents smells like a teenager's sock.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That's a conspiracy theory I can get behind.
Yeah. I don't know that it doesn't smell like that.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been there in... 40 years. So.
Yeah,
have all of you been to Disney except me?
Yeah. I was so young, I don't remember it. Yeah. I don't feel like it counts, but yes, I have pictures of me there.
Okay.
I've been there 3 times, but I mean, the last time I was in 11th grade, and that was many, many years ago. So, like, I don't remember smells.
Was that your way of bringing up your birthday yesterday? Were you trying to be coy about it? Hey, everyone, Hot Wings got older, so now it's longer ago that he was at Disney.
What a strange tie-in, but maybe I, unconsciously did that. I'm not sure. I can't think
60
of
years.
I can't think. I can't think of anything I'd like to talk about less than my birthday at this point.
But Hot Wings, it was your birthday month. It's not your birthday month anymore, though.
Oh man.
Nope. It's all done. Oh boo hoo.
Yeah. All of November. That's all we heard about.
So
my birthday month.
So in just under a year, on November 26th ish, I'll go. Oh yeah, my birthday is this week. Because I don't care anymore. I haven't cared since I was about 30. Like, let's be honest. Like,
this text, Mr. Rogers and Bob Ross were secret besties, and they would get together and hang out.
Oh, I love that.
That's very
awesome. Oh, yeah, they would go out with Steve Irwin on his boat.
Ooh, that makes it even better. Why would that have to be a secret, though?
Because it's just too much goodness. Too much. Can't handle it.
Because they're also touching tips.
Oh, that would be something.
Text from Ohio. I have a friend who firmly believes that there's a global grape jelly conglomerate that sneaks into diners and replaces all of the strawberry jellies and apple jellies with grape. The only thing that survives is mixed fruit and grape. Those do seem to win out more often than not.
I don't think anybody's sneaking in to do that. I think it's because most people prefer grape to strawberry.
Not according to this person, not me.
I think that's probably why.
It sounds like big strawberry, big grape.
Yeah, they got to you.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. Someone says that bromine is added to the water in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Bro water?
Bromine.
Oh, I was like, wait, I missed something.
Bro water?
That's bro water.
Like Fiji or?
Definitely not smart water. Hey-o.
We've been in contact with extraterrestrials, this person writes, but they aren't looking to fight with us. They just want to look around and S. That's what it says.
And just check things out. I mean, see how we're doing it.
Well, that's certainly possible. I mean, more out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like when I'm walking through my yard and I go, huh, that's a cool looking ant colony. And I'll just look at it for a minute. They probably think I'm an alien. I'm not there to kick them while they're down. They're like, oh, that's interesting. And then I move on with my day. They might just do the same.
That makes sense. Area 51 is just a refuge for alien refugees escaping galactic war.
Oh.
That makes sense. We're pretty welcoming to outsiders.
Yeah. I was going to say, wait, math ain't mathin'.
This one, Avril Lavigne, died in 2003, and she was replaced by a clone named Melissa.
I know all about this one.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Is that still a thing that people believe?
I think people just, it's a bit now, I think, but there might be some people who fully believe it.
Do you think people believed it then?
Yeah, but now it's pretty ridiculous.
Do you not believe it now because your boo, Chad Kroeger, told you?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Because they were married for a while, right?
They were.
They're not now?
No.
He doesn't care for this Melissa.
I've pieced together pieces of songs that he says, you know, Avril was real. Her.
It's not Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you play
Never
it backwards.
Had sex with Melissa.
Chad in Tennessee writes, Bob Ross's paintings just are visions of where he buried the many bodies he killed as a serial killer.
Oh.
Every happy tree is a dead body.
Oh. That is not wholesome.
That's not wholesome at all.
I heard one where if you put all of his paintings together, he's just painting like different parts of the same mountain range. So if you put them all together, it would be like a big version of the same
mountain.
Like it'd
be the full scope of the mountains.
Mm-hmm. So all like 6,000 miles of.
It also might have been from that really bad Owen Wilson Bob Ross movie where he's looking at all the paintings and he goes, oh my God, I'm painting this mountain. I didn't even realize it.
That might be.
I think that's what
that movie sucked. That movie sucked a lot.
Okay.
Did it?
Really
pieced
bad.
It together.
Really bad.
It was fine, but you're not going to be like, wow, I'm glad I spent that time.
You know, watching the Bob Ross documentary made me so sad because you find out that, spoiler alert, all of his paintings are just stuck in a warehouse because his family is so worried that if they sell them or if they give them to people, people will then take all of them and sell them and try and profit off of them, which isn't what Bob Ross would have wanted. But it kind of seems like his son is kind of being a butt about it too, right? Wasn't that kind of the vibe? That his son was kind of being a butt about it?
Like, you could just sell them yourself.
Yeah, you could sell them yourself. And if you didn't want them to be used poorly or, you know, like as profit, then you could donate the money to a charity that he probably liked.
Yeah,
I'm sure he liked something.
Build a museum.
Or, a museum.
Belong in a museum.
Exactly. And then, you know, entry to the museum is donated. And like, there's so many ways to go around that. But the fact that they're all just sitting.
Did you see they finally sold one to help fund NPR?
Did they?
John Oliver from Last Week Tonight was encouraging people to help fund. And he was nagging the Bob Ross people to sell one. So they sold one for $1.2
million. Awesome.
I think that was $1.2 million.
See, that's good. And that makes a lot of sense. That's how we all know him is from PBS.
This conspiracy theory from the 814. Traffic circles are not safer than intersections. It's a lie made up by Big Tire and Big Brakes so that they can sell more products.
Agreed.
I could buy that, but not tire and brakes. Because those, even if you have a little collision, those aren't the things that are getting screwed up. It like would be big fender.
No. It's big fountain because fountains are usually in the middle of traffic circles.
Yeah.
People love slamming into those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
or big concrete.
Big curb.
Like
they have to put extra curbs in.
Yeah. Could be that.
Garth Brooks is a serial killer. Yeah, that's a positive
one. Yeah, not wholesome.
No.
Rocks are soft until you touch them. Have you heard that one before?
Oh, my God. Or I love that.
That's along the same lines of like water's not wet. Water makes things that it touches wet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like that person who came in or called in that day and was like, you can't actually tell the difference between if something is cold or if it's wet. And now every time I touch something in my dryer, I'm like, is it cold or is it wet?
Yeah.
I can't tell anymore.
That is tricky.
That's the tough one. Yeah, that one's tough.
Yeah. Whoever put that in my brain, F you. You've changed my life in such a weird way. I don't trust my dryer anymore.
Yeah, I now have to touch it with my cheek and then go.
Does that help?
For me, it does. Then I can tell if my cheek feels damp or not.
How do you know?
Rub it on your nipples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you trolling me? Yeah.
Yeah. Rub everything on my genitals. How I find moisture.
Dreams are merely visitations to parallel universes, which is why they feel so real until you wake up, because they are.
I don't even want to believe that, because my dreams are too weird, and that's a dumb parallel universe. I'd like a cooler universe if that's the case.
Yeah, that means in some parallel universe, I'm just running through the woods all the time.
Right. Is that is that your recurring dream?
Yes, and it's heavily wooded. And I'm running so fast.
You would just like a less dense woods?
Yeah,
maybe honestly, a nice pine forest?
And maybe a walk? Yeah. Why am I running?
Yeah, I honestly don't like the idea that like I'm about to have sex in, you know, some random kitchen, and then the next thing I know, I turn around and I'm in a Kmart parking lot by myself. And you go, why am I at Kmart? I don't know. This sucks.
At least you're in the 90s. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
At a sweet place.
Yeah. Or any time prior to that.
Yeah.
Not that far. Cats are the most intelligent life on Earth. Nope. They just enjoy watching us flail.
I believe half of that. I believe that they enjoy watching us react to the stupid things they do, but...
Yeah.
My cat chases hair ties.
My cat chases his own tail.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even know a cat would do. I did think cats were smarter than dogs until I saw that. And I go, nope. Nope.
He's as dumb as a bag of hammers.
You're a dope too.
Okay. Brian and Lansing. Hi, Brian. What's your theory?
My theory is we're always clapping. It's just that the time between the claps just get longer and longer.
So I'm still clapping. I'm just between claps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it, Brian.
I'm in.
Okay. Life.
Right. Well, that's one way.
A life spent clapping by Brian. I don't want Brian to die, but if you were at a funeral and a person who stood up and said, Brian believed we were always clapping, the gaps between, he clapped loudest at this point. That'd be it.
Yeah.
I'm writing your eulogy, Brian. That's rude.
I think I probably do clap at least once a day.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be sitting here sometimes like, damn, that's funny. And I just like clap.
All right. Text from Albany. Cold water tastes pointy. Warm water tastes round.
Mm-hmm.
What? Did you just said, like everybody knows that, mate?
I don't think everybody knows it, but I certainly do.
You had thought that before?
Yeah. Or when somebody says it, you're like, wow, that makes sense.
Yeah. I would have not thought about it that way before, but there is a reason why I like warm drinks more than I like really cold drinks. Mm-hmm. It's a sharper punch to my mouth when it's super cold. Like, I don't like ice water. I like cool water. But not ice. Too sharp. I agree with that. Never thought about it in terms of sharp and round. But
I'm glad you guys are safe from pointy water. Wait till you hear about icicles. You're going to lose your mind.
Oh, I know.